Well, thank you, Beth. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCUCI and WCUCIRadio.com. Today, we're joined via the phone by Ed Mortimer, Executive Director of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition, and we're talking about President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan, which is focusing on the nation's failing roads and bridges and inadequate public transit. And I know it's been a topic of conversation. There's a long way to go. It's been announced. If you would pick up, where are we at right now after that announcement? Because I'm sure there's a lot of efforts going on right now as we speak to make this happen.
Sure, Brian, thanks. And good to be with you and your listeners. Look, I think we, for our Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition, we are a group of business and labor who've come together that say, you know, we need to address our nation's infrastructure. And I think the Quad Cities is an interesting place to look at. You know, we have the Mississippi River where you have 100-year-old locks and dams. You have major interstate systems and airport. Much of this was built 50 to 100 years ago. And we really believe we need to modernize these systems so we can compete in the 21st century. And so our coalition has been urging federal action on infrastructure. And as you mentioned, President Biden laid out a $2 trillion, it's called the American Jobs Program, which, you know, addresses a lot of our critical infrastructure. And again, as I mentioned, this infrastructure was built 50 to 100 years ago. We need to modernize it, not just fix potholes, but actually build new systems, making sure that our bridges are up to speed, making sure that we're able to build infrastructure that lasts. And so the president's introduction of this has begun a debate in the Congress. We are hopeful that we can get some bipartisan solutions to this problem, because again, we have been kind of band-aiding a problem for over the last 10 years. We have been working very hard over the last several years. We were hopeful in the last Congress and last administration we could get this addressed. But now we have this opportunity with the president putting his position forward and members of Congress saying they want to address it. And so, you know, we think there's going to be a lot of action in the Congress. And this is where the American people need to step up and urge their members of Congress to come up with these bipartisan solutions so we can build assets that all Americans can benefit from in the future.
And we can look at this a couple of different ways. We can look at it from the daily impact it has on our lives when we're traveling and out and about, but you can step back and look at the wider picture, and this is why so many different groups have kind of come together in support of this. You look at our nation's economy and competing on the global stage. The infrastructure helps to make us competitive, and we need to really step that up, right?
Absolutely, Brian. I mean, look, you know, we're not just competing with our own states. We're competing in the world. The United States has actually dropped to 13th in the World Economic Forum in infrastructure, even though we have by far the largest economy. And that number continues to drop as we neglect to modernize these systems. And again, other parts of the world are doing it. They're building brand new infrastructure. They're connecting their rural areas with urban centers. And again, we build an infrastructure in a different era. We were in a brick and mortar economy. We're now in an e-commerce economy. And so, you know, high-skilled millennial workers are looking for multiple transportation options. And we're still operating a 21st century economy on a 20th century infrastructure. So we think this is an opportunity for federal leadership and investment, just like President Eisenhower developed the interstate highway system, Teddy Roosevelt developed the inland waterways. And again, it's a shared responsibility, though. We believe that if we can get a federal bill, states like Illinois and Iowa will come and bring their resources to the table once they see the federal commitment. And again, these are long-term economic growth assets that all Americans benefit from years to come.
Yeah, there's so many impactful ways that this affects us, from great jobs being created to cutting down on, you know, the wear and tear on our vehicles, I mean, to making us more competitive as a nation. It's very important. And right now, I'm guessing we're kind of just in the early stages. There's a lot of issues to be dealt with as far as, you know, permanent funding and also looking at support. What are your thoughts, or what do you hear as far as like the bipartisan support? Is that going to be something that they're going to be able to come to a compromise on?
Well, we're certainly going to hold Republicans and Democrats' feet to the fire to do that. You know, again, they all members of Congress say they want to address infrastructure. Obviously, the hardest part of this debate is how do you pay for it? Everybody wants it. Nobody wants to pay for it. You know, our coalition of business and labor have come together and said, look, we're willing to invest in America's infrastructure to modernize it. We believe there's a, for highways and bridges and transit, there's a user fee. We have a federal gasoline tax, which we haven't raised at the federal level since 1993. It's lost about 44% of its purchasing power. We'd like to adjust that. And 40 states have done this over the last 5 years, including Illinois. And so we need to adjust it. And then look, we're very open to, as we're continuing to encourage electric and other alternative source vehicles, eventually we're going to go away from a gasoline tax into more of a vehicle mile traveled. And we're hopeful that this big federal bill will transition us over a 10-year period to that new method. But in the short time, we believe that, you know, looking at public investment through the user fee and then looking at encouraging private investment where it makes sense. It's not a replacement, but encouraging public-private partnerships to address some infrastructure. Whatever our nation can do it through a public-private partnership, it frees up limited federal funds for projects that it doesn't make sense to do a public-private partnership. So again, we think there are a lot of tools out there, funding and financing options to pay for it. I will say that some of us are concerned about the original Biden proposal that would call for increasing corporate taxes. We do not feel that is a good way to do it. And so we're going to continue to work with the administration and Congress to provide a variety of options other than that to help make these investments. Because again, these investments are critical. Business, labor want to make these investments, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And so it's going to be a challenge, just like anything in Washington is going to be a challenge in this environment. But this is a core responsibility of government. And so we're really going to hold our lawmakers accountable for not just talking the talk, but actually coming to some solutions that can benefit the American people.
Ed, as our time is winding down this morning, any final thoughts, anything we may have missed or glossed over, and where can our listeners find out more information and get updated on this?
Absolutely. So infrastructure is critical to all of our lives, all of our quality of life. You got to pick your kid up to school, go to a soccer game, and obviously our economy. And so really this is an opportunity for all of us to contact our members of Congress, tell them, let's get to some solutions. Stop kicking the can down the road, and let's get some action that can benefit the American people. So we urge you to contact your members of Congress. For more information about our coalition's efforts and how you can contact your members of Congress, you can go to our website. It's at faster, better, safer, all one word, fasterbettersafer.org. And so thanks for this opportunity, and look forward to working with many of the folks to get Congress to finally get the job done and provide an infrastructure that is worthy of our 21st century.
Well, Ed, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll have another chance down the line to talk about this very important topic.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brian.
That's today's In Touch on WCCI. Our guest has been Ed Mortimer, Executive Director of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 right here on New Hit Country.